appreciate the brother who shared the message of the Old Testament, the gospel pointing to Christ from the book of Genesis throughout all the prophets up to John.
我也非常感谢主呢，让我们弟兄刚才提到啊，在旧约的啊，一直在创世纪的旧约，一直到新约的施洗约翰，都有这个神拯救的信息。
Because Christ is the message of all the prophets, and Christ is the message of John the Baptist.
基督是所有先知的这样的信息，也是施洗约翰的信息。
When I was reviewing my notes this morning, I realized that I had to cut the message short in order to make room for the translation.
我今天在准备我的这个讲章的时候，我就发现我需要把内容缩减，因为我们还有翻译的弟兄的时间。
When I first preached this message, I preached all of chapter 3, which ends with the glorious baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ and the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我以前讲这一章的时候，从第一章到最后讲到主在父子圣灵当中受浸的荣耀的这样的一个情形。
But today, this morning, we're only going to look at the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter 3.
今天我们可能只有时间讲到马太福音三章的一到十一节。
You can turn there.
你可以翻到那里。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太第三章。
Just a little context first. Between the close of Matthew chapter 2 and the beginning of Matthew chapter 3 is a period of about 30 years.
在有一点的背景，就是马太第二章和第三章之间差不多有三十年的时间。
We don't know much about this time.
我们不太明白，不太知道这段时间的发生什么事情。
We do know that as Jesus was a young boy growing up.
我们知道呢，主耶稣在作为一个年轻的孩子长大的时候。
That his mother Mary was very close with Elizabeth, who was the mother of John.
他的母亲玛利亚就和约翰施洗约翰的母亲伊丽莎白非常的接近。
And today we're going to learn of this one John, who we call John the Baptist.
今天我们来学习认识这个叫做施洗约翰的约翰。
And we will consider his mission, his audience, and his message.
我们来看到他的这个使命和他的这个对象，他所讲话的对象。
So let's read it together, Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 1.
来，我们一起来读到马太福音第三章第一节。
I'll read the whole thing. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah when he said,The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were gathering, going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham.Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
那时有施洗约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道说天国近了你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的他说在旷野有人声喊着说预备主的道修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服腰束皮带吃的是蝗虫野蜜 那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒杜该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Who was John the Baptist?
谁是施洗约翰呢？
The Gospel of Luke tells us that he is the son of a priest, Zechariah, and Elizabeth, who is one of the daughters of Aaron.
在路加福音提到啊，这个施洗约翰呢是撒加利亚的和他的妻子不生育的伊丽莎白的儿子。
This would make John an heir of the priesthood on both his father and his mother's side.
这讲到施洗约翰呢是一个做祭司的，不论是他父亲还是他母亲那边。
The Gospel of Luke also tells us that John was a relative of Jesus because it speaks of Elizabeth being a relative of Mary in Luke 1:36.
在路加福音也讲到这个约翰呢和我们的主耶稣是有亲戚关系，因为耶稣的母亲和伊丽莎白在这个血统上有联系。
But first and foremost, John was the forerunner of the Messiah.
但是第一重要的就是施洗约翰是耶稣基督的先锋。
The Jewish people expected a forerunner for the Messiah. Some expected Elijah himself to come, based on the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5, where it says, I will send Elijah the prophet before you, before the great and awesome day of the Lord.
根据马拉基书四章第五节所讲的，这些犹太人他是盼望有一个，像是有些人是讲到以利亚，或是像以利亚这样的人要从天而降，作为弥赛亚的这样的开封先锋。
You can turn to Matthew chapter 17 for a moment. Keep your place in Matthew chapter 3, but turn to Matthew 17.
我们也可以先翻到马太福音十七章。
In Matthew 17, the apostles are asking about John, or they're asking. This is after the death of John the Baptist, and they're asking. They say, why do the religious leaders say Elijah must come?
在这里是讲到在施洗约翰被杀以后有些人问到施洗约翰这个人他的来历的时候。
And Jesus answers in verse 11, he says, Elijah is coming and will restore all things, but I say to you that Elijah already came and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist.
在马太十七章的十一节这里讲，耶稣回答说，以利亚固然先来，并要复兴万事，只是我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，人却不认识他，竟任意待他，人子也将要这样受他们的害。门徒这才明白耶稣所说的是指着施洗的约翰。
No man ever received the praise of Jesus Christ himself more than this man John.
没有人得到主耶稣的称赞像这位施洗约翰所得到的。
Jesus called him greatest among those born of women and a burning and shining light.
主叫把他叫做从女人所生妇女所生的是最大的，而且是一个闪亮的一个明亮的见证。
Few preachers ever had the success of John. Few ever produced the effects of John. Go back to chapter 3 and look at verses 5 and 6 with me.
我们回到马太第三章。
People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River.
第五节说，那时耶路撒冷和犹太全体并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
John had a huge following.
约翰有很多人来跟随他。
John followed the example of the Hebrew prophets.
约翰呢，就像希伯来的那些先知一样。
Living simply, challenging sinful rulers, calling for repentance, promising God's justice.
他生活的非常简单，并且呢，那些对那些有罪的那些统治者来对他们来提问，并且呢，要让人来悔改，而且呢，给来应许神给他们的正义。
Even his clothes spoke, the camel's hair and a leather belt. He preached not only with his words but with his lifestyle.
他也用他自己生活的方式来传道，因为他穿的衣服是骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带。
Now Matthew emphasizes John's preaching more than he does his baptizing ministry.
当马太提到约翰的时候，他强调的是他的所讲的，而不是他的受洗这件事情。
He describes John as a voice crying in the wilderness.
他讲到约翰是在旷野里的那个声音。
John is a herald. He is a spokesman. He opens up his mouth and he cries out.
他就是那个在旷野的声音来打开他的口来传讲出来。
And his voice comes to Israel at a time where the nation had not heard the voice of a prophet for 430 years.
他的声音来到以色列人当中呢，是在这个430年以后这些以色列人没有听到先知声音以后。
Following the prophet Malachi, who was the last prophet in the Old Testament, God was silent. The people walked in darkness for 430 years.
在马拉基最后一个旧约的先知去世以后有430年的时间，神是没有说话。
God shows his favor upon a people by speaking to those people.
神是借着向他的子民们说话来使他们得到喜爱。
But for 430 years he was silent.
但是呢430年他都没有说什么。
Until John came as a voice crying in the wilderness.
只等到约翰来到这里，在旷野成为这个声音。
John's voice brought hope in a hopeless place.
他的声音就使一个没有指望的世界充满了指望。
Matthew sees John's preaching as a fulfillment of the 700-year-old words of the prophet Isaiah.
马太认为这个约翰他的这样的宣讲就是应验了在700多年以前先知以赛亚所说的。
And he quotes Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
所以马太就来运用以赛亚书四十章第三节，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
And Isaiah is talking about a day when the very land will change.
以赛亚讲到那个将来的时候呢，整个的这个外面都要改变。
When there will be a straight path in the desert, where Yahweh, God Himself, will return to Israel as their king.
那就在旷野中就一条笔直的道路那时候呢，神自己就要降临在以色列当中，作为他们的王。
The desert stretch between Babylon and Israel is what Isaiah is speaking about.
那一块的旷野就是在巴比伦和以色列之间的这样的一个旷野。
But he's speaking figuratively.
他是讲到一个比喻的方式。
He speaks more of a road that must be prepared between God and his people.
他是比喻到在神和人之间要预备一条道路。
The desert between Babylon and Israel represents our sin that separates us from God.
这个讲到在以色列和巴比伦之间的这一个的旷野是代表着我们的罪使我们与神隔离。
And a road must be prepared which God would use himself to deliver his people.
这个路就必须要预备好神成为那个真正的信息引导他的子民。
And this is the prophecy that Isaiah is talking about. It's the beginning of a section of Isaiah from chapters 40 through 66 that talk about the messianic era and his millennial kingdom and the new heavens and a new earth.
这是讲到以赛亚书40章到66章这一部分讲到的那个弥赛亚国他的里面弥赛亚要出现并且这个千年的国度和新天新地要产生。
And John comes to announce the coming of the Messiah.
约翰就出来宣传这个弥赛亚要来到。
John himself, if you look to John chapter 1 for a moment, John chapter 1, verses 19 to 23.
若是我们翻到约翰福音第一章的19到23节,
John himself saw that he was this voice crying in the wilderness.
这里就讲到约翰他也看到这个在旷野的声音。
John 1:19, he says, this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. And they said to him, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? In verse 23, John says, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.
约翰福音1章的19节说到，约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷，差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说：“我不是基督。”他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”他说：“我不是，是那先知吗？”他回答说：“不是。”于是他们说：“你到底是谁？叫我们回好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁？”他说。 第23节，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。
Now that's John the man. What about John's audience?
这是讲到施洗约翰他本人，他的说话的对象是谁？
We've already seen the large crowds, the great numbers of people that were coming from Judea and around the Jordan area to come to hear John preach and be baptized.
我们已经看到呢，是在耶路撒冷和犹太全地、约旦河一带这些人都来到约翰面前，承认他们的罪，来受洗。But
we find in verse 7 that among the crowd are many Pharisees and Sadducees.
但是我们在这些人当中也发现有法利赛人和撒都该人。And
it literally says in the Greek that these Pharisees and Sadducees were coming to the baptism.
在希腊文中特别讲到，他是讲到这些人就来到了，要来受洗。Some
believe that they were coming to be baptized.
有些人说呢，他们来到这里是要就是为了来受洗。But
I think our English New International Version has the right idea where it says they're coming to the place where John was baptizing.
但是呢，有一个新的英语的译文呢，好像更正确一些，就是他们来到施洗约翰施洗的地方。So
they're coming to the place where John is baptizing, and John recognizes some hypocrisy.
他就来到约翰这里来的时候，约翰就觉得他们是假冒为善。And
he addresses them as a brood of vipers, which literally means the offspring of snakes.
他这里就是称他们为毒蛇的种类，就是讲到他们是这个毒蛇的这些所带来的后裔。I
think we can admire John's audacity here.
我们可以来真是能够来欣赏约翰他这么勇敢。
Imagine if the church were gathered together and some high people in the church came to visit and you gave them the front row and they were present among you.
你可以大家想象，我们大家坐在一起聚会，我们有些来到我们当中的一些比较地位比较高的，在我们教会当中坐在前面的这些座位上。And
there's no one sitting here, so I'll point to this row. And the preacher pointed to the front row and said, "You pack of snakes."
这个讲道的人就指着他们说，你们是毒蛇的种类。
He had a lot of guts. He had a lot of gumption, audacity, I don't know how to say it.
他应该是有非常大的勇气和这个胆量。
I mean, think about it. These men came to John to hear him preach, and not all Pharisees and Sadducees were hypocrites.
我们知道这些人来就是要听约翰的这些信息，他们过来和其他的人一定都是法利赛人。
Some may have been there for righteous reasons.
有很多人可能是为了正义的公正的原因。
But John says, you brood of vipers. He's not nuanced. He doesn't say, some of you are and some of you are. And he speaks to them as a group, and he calls them a brood of vipers.
他不是说到其中一部分人，他只直接地说毒蛇的种类，都包括在其中。
Why is this?
为什么这样?
Because any of true believers that were in the crowd would know that that John was not speaking to them.
因为在他当中那些真正相信主的人，他知道他们这约翰所说的不是指的他们。
See, they wouldn't be offended because they know that while John was not speaking to them, that in their midst are vipers.
他们知道不是指的他们，但是呢，在他们当中有一些是毒蛇的种类。
And brothers and sisters, in the same way, while I don't believe we need to be intentionally obnoxious to scare people away, I do believe that the church has become too soft, afraid of offending people, afraid of using language that might cause people to leave their church.
我觉得呢，我们不应该呢，特别的把很多人讲一些信息把很多人吓跑。但是呢，我也觉得呢，我们现在的时代呢，处在一个时代，我们讲的信息是太没有力量啊，不能够使人得到真正的这个信息。
When we preach the gospel, we don't need to shave off the hard edges out of fear of offending people.
我们讲福音的时候，我们不应该把福音的那些真理把它柔和化。
God's sheep, God's people will hear His voice, and the enemies of God will gnash their teeth.
属于神的子民会得到神的这样的话语，而那些神的仇敌也能够得到神对他们的这样的谴责。
God's sheep will hear and become convicted, while those who do not hear will hate the message and the messenger.
这些神的子民就会听到。 他们作为神的羊，可以听到他的主人的声音，而那些神的敌人也会恨恶神的信息和传信息的人。Listen
again to John's message. Here is his message in the text.
我们再听一下约翰他的信息。You
brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown to the fire.
毒蛇的种类，谁指是你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。I
would ask you, how do you say those words pleasantly, with a smile on your face, casually or conversationally?
我想知道你如何能够把这些话呢，是带着面带微笑的，像和非常随便的讲话一样，然后非常让人听得非常顺耳的来讲出来呢。
John preached a message that offended the professing people of God.
约翰呢就来释放这样的信息，甚至那些信主的人也会觉得有心里有有伤害。
And this kind of preaching is missing in the church today.
今天教会的这样的信息非常少。
Having considered John the man and his audience, now let's turn to look at John's message.
我们看了约翰这个人和他的说话的对象，我们来看约翰的信息。
And I'll bring out about five points about John's message.
我们讲到五点。
First, we see that he preaches a message of sin and repentance.
他的信息是讲到罪与悔改。
He preached the absolute need to repent.
他讲到我们必须要来悔改。
Because there is no gospel to the unrepentant. Christ is no savior to those who merely pray a prayer or merely confess him.
我们知道呢，我们若只是承认啊，只是来向他做一个祷告啊，而没有真正认罪的话呢。
John's message is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
因为约翰的他的信息就是你们当悔改，天国近了。
This is the same message that Jesus preached.
这是耶稣所传的信息。
He used the very same words in Matthew 4 verse 17.
他在马太福音4章17节讲到同样的话。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
This was Peter's message in Acts chapter 3.
这也是彼得在《使徒行传》3章19节的信息。
At Pentecost, after the cross,
在那个五旬节以后,
he preached repentance.
他也讲到要悔改,
because there is no salvation without repentance.
若是没有悔改,就没有救恩。
This was the Apostle Paul's message.
这是也是保罗的信息。
If you look at Romans chapter 2, verse 5, he says, but because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
你硬认着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Notice he points to the unrepentant heart.
你看他讲到是刚硬不悔改的心。He
also taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, he said, godly sorrow produces repentance that leads to salvation.
在哥林多后书的第七章的第十节，这里也讲到，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Christ saves those who truly repent. And repentance involves a change of life, not merely a change of mind, but a change of life.
真正的悔改不只是你的心思的这样的悔改，而是你的生命的悔改。
And we live in a church age, brothers and sisters, that has neglected the preaching of repentance.
我们在一个教会的时代，没有特别多的讲道。
And we have created in our midst a population of professing Christians who are not truly saved. Listen, when a pastor gives an altar call, and there are supposed decisions for Christ, of people whose lives never change.
他来呼召人来到前面的时候，有好多人他们的生命没有改变。
And the pastor says, the angels are rejoicing now.
这个牧师就说，现在天使在欢呼。
I tell you, the angels are not rejoicing over decisions.
我告诉你，这些天使不是因为这个决定而欢喜。
The scripture says the angels rejoice when one sinner repents. So we need to preach repentance. And then when people truly repent, the angels rejoice. So first, John's message is a message of sin and repentance.
所以第一点，约翰的信息就是罪悔改。
Secondly, John's message leaves no place for religious presumption.
第二点就是约翰的信息没有是关于宗教的这样的味道。
He tells them, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
他是讲到要结出果子来与悔改的心相称。
In other words, don't just say you believe. Prove it by your action.
就是说不只是你说你得救了，你相信了，而是说你要来用你自己的行动来证明。
He says, don't presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. You see, the Jewish people were trusting in the fact that they were children of Abraham.
因为很多犹太人他相信他们是亚伯拉的后代，所以他们就说以自己以亚伯拉罕的为他们的祖宗。
And then he says, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham.
他讲到神能从这些石头中使给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
What is it that you are trusting in for your salvation?
你们得救的真正依靠的是什么？
Maybe for some of you, it's being brought up in the church.
有些人可能觉得我是在教会中长大。
Maybe for some of you, it's because you once prayed a prayer with someone.
也可能有些人知道我有在过去的时候有段时间和人有这样一个祷告。
Whatever it is that you are counting on for your salvation other than Christ and Christ alone.
不管什么，若不是基督和基督他自己。
I would say to you, do not presume to say to yourself that I am God's child because I prayed a prayer or I walked an altar or I prayed with Billy Graham on television, because God is able to get stones to walk an aisle to an altar.
不要假设你当年是做了这样一个在打呼召的时候做了一个祷告，或者是和 Billy Graham做过一个祷告，或者是在电视上有这样的一个祷告你就相信你自己是已经得救的神的儿女。
Yet if you preach this message in about 90% of the churches in evangelicalism today, evangelical churches,
在福音派的现在的这些教会当中，若是你要来讲这样的信息，
90% of the people in 90% of those churches would be offended.
90%的这样的教会就觉得受伤害。
But I will also say that there are a remnant who will hear the message of repentance and genuinely get saved.
我也会说到有其中有一个余数有一小部分的教会，他们愿意听到悔改的信息，并且真正悔改。
This, the church in our age need men like John.
在现在教会的时代需要像施洗约翰这样的人。
We need the preaching of the law of God because the scripture says that through the preaching of the law comes the knowledge of sin.
我们应该来传讲神的律法，因为通过这个我们可以能够知道我们的罪。
If people are going to be saved, they must first be confronted with their sin.
若是人要想得救，必须要首先面对自己的罪。
So we see John's message is a message of sin and repentance, and it's a message to show you you should not rely on anything, religious presumption, relying on things other than Christ.
我们看到约翰的信息不仅是罪和悔改，也讲到我们不应该依靠这些宗教的。
Thirdly, John's message is a message of judgment. Look at verse 10.
第三点就是讲到约翰的信息也是一个审判的信息。
Judgment is coming upon those who reject the call to repent.
这个的审判就临到那些不悔改的。
Verse 10. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree therefore that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
第三章 十节讲到现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Look also at the end of verse 12. He speaks of the chaff. He says the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire.
在第十二节的后半部分说把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
John is speaking here a message of eternal damnation.
这里约翰讲到的信息就是那个永远的灭亡。
John speaks of judgment.
约翰讲到审判。
And we cannot ignore texts like this in an effort to try to be a kinder and gentler church.
我们不能够来忽略神这样所说的话。
If we do, we're going to become dull. We have too many dull churches who are preaching a dull gospel to dull people with no sense of an urgent need to be saved.
我们要是这样的话，我们就所传的信息就使得这些神的子民都是在一个懵懵懂懂没有特别的一个要急迫的来被拯救的这样的境况。
And people get confused. They say, "Well, how can you preach the wrath of God and the love of God?"
有很多人说，你怎么能够把神的愤怒和神的爱能够讲在一起呢？
Listen, God's wrath does not negate God's love. God's wrath proves God's love.
听着，神的愤怒并不是来抵消神的爱，而是来证明神的爱。
A love that supposedly pampers sinners in the midst of their sin is not love.
一个使得罪人不悔改的这样的爱不是爱。
If you want to know the love of God, the scripture says, look to the cross of Jesus Christ.
你要想知道神的爱，你就要来看十字架。
What was happening on the cross?
在十字架上发生了什么？
Jesus Christ was absorbing the wrath of God for us.
耶稣基督在那里来忍受父一切的愤怒。
So we can't understand the cross without understanding wrath.
我们没有办法来在十字架上认识十字架而不认识神的愤怒。
You can't look at the cross without seeing love and wrath.
你没有办法在十字架上看到两样东西，一个是爱，一个是神的愤怒。
Again, I say God's wrath proves the love of God.
所以我在说，神的愤怒证明了神的爱。
But Christians immediately say, "Well, what about once saved, always saved?"
有很多基督徒就说。一旦得救，永远得救，怎么样呢？
Pastor, are you preaching that Christians are going to bear the judgment of God?
你是讲到我们这些基督徒要来忍受神的愤怒吗？
I'm not saying that at all.
我不是这样讲。
But listen, John the Baptist knew that in his audience there were religious folk. They were eternally secure.
约翰知道在他的这些听众中呢，有些人只是一些宗教的信徒。
They were trusting in a once a Jew, always a Jew theology.
他们相信一种叫做一旦一天成为犹太人，就永远成为犹太人的神学。
Much like our doctrine of once saved, always saved.
好像我们说的一旦得救就永远得救。
But instead of coddling them in their religious traditions, John strips their traditions away, and he says, God can get rocks to do what you do.
他就不是说忍受他们这些，让他们觉得很舒服，而是把他们的这些宗教，把他的宗教和这个传统的外衣脱下来。
Now, baptism.It was not a foreign practice in Judaism.
洗礼呢不是在犹太教中的一个外面的。
Jews would have a ceremonial washing in water.
这些犹太人呢，他会在礼节上有这样的一个用水来施洗的情形。
And they would immerse in water these Gentile converts into Judaism.
他们把那些原本不是犹太人的人在水里面来让他们能够成为犹太教的人。
The thing that made John's baptism so offensive, though, was that he was offering baptism to the Jewish people.
这有一点是他们得罪他们的，就是这个约翰是对着犹太人来施洗。
He was calling the people of God to repent.
他让这些好像属于神的子民来悔改。
I mean, these people were counting on the fact that they were Jews, that they were good to go, they were okay, they were saved.
那些人实际上是犹太人，他们自己觉得他们已经得救了，已经是在犹太教中。
But John was calling these very people to repentance.
但是呢，使徒约翰就是叫这些人来悔改。
And likewise, today it is the church where repentance ought to be preached.
现在也是一样，在现在。教会当中呢，我们应该来宣讲悔改。
Because to the Christian, when you hear the law preached, in other words, when you hear repent, the Christian hears that and knows where to go. He flees to Christ.
你知道，在当我们讲到悔改的信息的时候，很多神的儿女呢就来到主的面前。
See, because we can get so steeped in our religious traditions.
我们有时候在我们的这样的传统当中如此的深
coming to church week after week, Sunday after Sunday,
一周一周的，一个礼拜天一个礼拜天来到教会。
And if we don't hear the law preached,
若是我们没有听到这个神的律法,
we could forget our urgent need for the gospel.
我们就没有办法真正觉得我们需要这个福音。
So when you hear the law preached,
当我们听到这个神的律法,
brothers and sisters, when you hear repent,
当你听到要悔改,
you look at yourselves, you see your sin, and you flee to Christ.
你看到你自己的罪，你就来回到神主耶稣那边。
See the main lesson that we learn from John's message here.
对，我们最重要的从使徒约翰的信息所得到的
is that before John preaches the greater message of the gospel, the one who is coming after him.
在他宣讲的一个更大的一个福音，就是他以后来的。
He first preaches repentance.
他首先讲到的是悔改。
And let us follow his example.
我们也来向他学习。
In our churches, in our evangelism, when we have the opportunity to share the gospel with others.
在我们的教会，在我们传福音的时候。
Don't go right to God's love unless they understand why God's love was necessary.
不要只是讲到神的爱，而是讲到。 为什么要有神的爱?
To pay the price for their sin.
神的爱就是要来为我们的罪摆上这样代价。Now,
while John's message was loud, clear, and effective,
约翰的信息实在非常的响亮，非常清楚，也非常有效。
And many people were following him.
很多人也跟随他。
Nevertheless, John pointed away from himself to one who was greater than he.
但是呢, 约翰是不是指着自己，而是指向那一个比他更大的。
Who he says in verse 11, whose sandals he was not worthy to carry.
在十一节他说，我给他提鞋都不配。
See, John was not the Savior.
这个约翰不是那个救主。
John was the preparer for the Savior.
约翰是那个为这个救主所铺路的人。
In the same way that the law prepares us for Christ, the law, the script Galatians says, the law is a tutor to lead us to Christ.
同样的，这个律法在圣经中讲到，它是把我们带到基督面前。
John is the one who prepares the way for one greater than him.
约翰呢，是那一位把。
So while we preach sin and repentance,
当我们讲到罪和悔改的时候,
and we preach judgment,
我们来讲到审判的时候,
John does not leave it there.
约翰没有停在那里,
he points to the necessity of Christ,
他就讲到, 基督的必要,
and of a new birth,
就新的生命,
that he calls the baptism in the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist spoke plainly about one who was coming who was mightier than he. He said, I can only baptize you with water, but one is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他说我只能用水来为你施洗，但是那位能够要用圣灵和火来为你洗。
And this is where our salvation lies, brothers and sisters.
这是我们救恩的源泉。
We can't rest in our salvation based upon our church attendance or our participation at the Lord's table or a baptism or church membership.
我们不能够把我们的救恩建立在教会多少次来参加教会，或者是在教会主的桌子面前，或者是教会成员而已。
We can't even rest on the fact that we have repented.
我们也不能够只是停留在我们已经悔改作为我们救恩的根基。
Because we need a perfect repentance.
但是因为我们需要一个完全的。
Have you repented perfectly?
我们有没有真正完全的悔改呢?
No, we can't rely even on the fact that we have repented.
所以我们也没有办法完全依靠我们真正的悔改。
Nothing less than Christ baptizing us in the Holy Spirit will save us.
只有我们的主在圣灵里给我们施洗，才能真正的让我们得救。
And John here models faithful gospel preaching to us.
约翰就把这个
He begins with the life-demanding law of God, but then points away from that to the life-giving gospel of Jesus.
他把这个, 神的律法要求我们的生命的这样的一个信息传给他，但是呢他又把这个真正给我们生命的基督啊指向我们，指向指给我们。
So preach the law, but never end there. Always point to the one who will save from the wrath to come, the Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到神的律法，但是呢，他也更是讲到让我们脱离这个律法的背后的这位主。
Now let me take a moment just to clarify something, because when we hear the word baptism of the Holy Spirit, some people get confused.
我有一点的要来说明，就是这里讲到圣灵的浸的时候，有很多人混淆。
Baptism of the Holy Spirit means different things in different denominations in the church today.
在不同的教会的传统中，对于圣灵的浸有不同的理解。
But the Bible speaks of one baptism.
但是在圣经中只是讲到一个浸。
Not two separate events.
不是两个不同的事情。
When a person is joined to Christ, they are baptized with the Holy Spirit.
当一个人与基督联合的时候，他就被浸到基督的身体。
It's not you come to Christ and then later you're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
不是说你今天来到神面前，以后你再受圣灵的浸。
To have Christ is to possess the Holy Spirit.
让基督拥有这个圣灵。
We're all brought into one body by one baptism by one Spirit.
我们呢，就是在一个浸，在一个灵里面浸到基督的身体。
Now water baptism is an outward sign of the inward reality.
在外面的水的洗礼是反映到里面的这个浸。
It's the normal Christian experience for every Christian to be identified with Christ in the waters of baptism.
这是一个非常平常的一个基督徒的一个经历，就是借着水的洗礼能够和基督联合。
To refuse baptism is to disobey God's first command to you as a Christian to repent and be baptized.
若是我们不愿意来受浸，这就等于说是我们不遵守神给我们的这样的一个命令，就是要来悔改。
So perhaps there might be some in here today who have never been baptized, and you need to repent and be baptized.
或许我们当中也有我们没有受浸的我们应该悔改并且受洗归入主。
Okay. One more thing, I want to go back now to John's message and show you that he, look at verse 12 with me.
我们再回到约翰的这个信息，在第十二节。
He talks about the winnowing fork, that it's an instrument of judgment unto condemnation, but he also shows us that it's an instrument of judgment unto salvation.
他这里讲到一个器具，就是簸箕也是讲到一个审判和救恩的工具。
Verse
12. 十二节。
His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barns, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Now what's going on here?
这发生了什么呢？
The threshing floor is the earth, the people of the earth.
这个场就是世界上的人民。
One day, the threshing floor of the earth will be cleared.
有一天呢，这个的场就会被扬净。
And the chaff will be burned.
糠就会被烧掉。
That is, the chaff will be cast into hell for eternity.
也就是说，这个糠药会在永死的这个火湖里。
But I want you to also notice what the winnowing fork does.
但是另一方面，这个簸箕。
It perfectly gathers the wheat into the barn.
是非常完全的把麦子收到仓里。
It gathers the wheat into the barn so that not one kernel is lost.
它这样来收麦子是不会丢掉一粒麦子。
And we can take comfort in this, brothers and sisters.
我们非常受安慰的这一点。
Because while John preaches the justice and the holiness of God,
约翰讲到神的公义和他的圣洁。
And that justice and holiness leaves the unbeliever on the brink of hell.
他是讲到这个就使得那些不信的进到地狱。
That same justice and holiness is where your salvation is found. Where all believers will be gathered safely into the barn.
这个公义和圣洁也使得我们这些信主的都被他能够收到仓里是安全的。
So while we need to teach and preach judgment and justice, we also need to teach and preach the assurance of eternal life to those who are truly His.
我们一方面要讲到审判，对吧？我们另一方面要讲对那些已经信真正信主的，要讲到我们这个得救的这个确据。
God's people need to be reminded of the fact that Jesus says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
我们神的儿女要常常被提醒，神不会丢弃我们。
Look at John 10 with me for a moment. Turn to John 10. I want you to hear this promise. This is for all who have repented of their sins and believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
我们看到约翰福音第十章，这里讲到那些真正的来相信主的那些人。
Be reminded of this, John 10, verses 28 and 29.
在约翰福音十章的28到29节,
this is Jesus' promise, Jesus's promise to you.
这是耶稣对你们的应许。
He says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
我又赐给你们，他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。My
brother and my sister in Christ, if you're struggling with severe temptation,
我在主里面的亲爱的弟兄和姊妹们，若是你面临着这样的试炼，
Jesus will safely guide you through. Jesus did not bring you this far on the journey to abandon you now. He will carry you and bring you safely into the storehouse of heaven. Remember the scripture that says, though we be faithless, He is faithful.
我们记得圣经讲到，我们虽然失信，但是他永不失信。
You will be safe on the day of wrath because God has not appointed us for wrath, but for salvation.
我们会脱离那个将来的那个神的愤怒，因为神给我们预备的是救恩。
And like Noah was safe among the deluge, that flood, because he came on the ark, we are safe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在挪亚的时代，他的一家人借着方舟得救，我们今天也借着我们的主耶稣基督得救。
On Judgment Day, you who are in Christ will be safely brought into the barn.
在审判的日子，我们这些真正相信主的要被收在舱里。
So brethren, let us not neglect any of these points. I'll remind you of them again. One, sin and repentance. Two, religious presumption. Three, judgment. Four, the Lord Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And five, the eternal safety, well, the eternal damnation of unbelievers, but the eternal safety of believers.
我们在这里再去回顾一下我们提到的约翰的信息。第一个就是罪与悔改，第二个就是宗教的这些的仪式，第三个是审判，第四个是在主的里面受圣灵的浸，第五和第六是一方面是 不信主的要在永死的这样的地狱中，信主的要得到永生。
And in a day and age where one or many of these things are missing, I would encourage you as you have an opportunity to share the gospel.
在这个我们常常失去这些信息的时代，我们要常常被提醒我们这些的宝贵的救恩。
To use John the Baptist's message as a model for your ministry to others.
来用到约翰，使用约翰的信息来成为我们可以效法的一些的传福音的情形。
And listen, I'm not saying any of us can do this perfectly.
我不是说我们可以把这些做得非常完全。
People tend to err on one side or the other. Some err on the side of preaching too much law, and others err on the side of preaching no law.
我们有些地方讲的律程的律法比较多，太多，有些讲的太少。
And it is an art, in a sense, to preach the law without it degenerating into a moralistic message.
也就是说，我们必须要掌握好这个分寸，该讲多少，使得不成为一个教条。
And it's an art to preach the law without it condemning true believers.
也是一个艺术啊。 讲到律法，但是呢，不来使得信主的人呢，受到里面的这样的一个特别的谴责。
I mean, think about it. You preach the law in all seriousness, knowing at the same time that the standard you preach is impossible to keep.
我们知道呢，我们所讲的这些律法是非常严肃的，但是呢，我们也知道我们很难达到这些律法的标准。
You know the law cannot save, but yet at the same time, there's no such thing as an immoral road to heaven.
你知道这些的律法不能够拯救人，但是呢，在我们这条路上走的，必须有神的律法来给我们指引。
And that's why I said it's an art. Outside of John the Baptist himself, I don't think anyone quite gets this down precisely.
在除了这个施洗约翰以外，没有人真正的能够掌握住这个分寸。
Martin Luther said that the difference between the law and the gospel is the height of knowledge.
马丁路德他是讲到，在律法和这个福音的当中是一个非常大的一个知识的一个渊源。
And Theodore Beza, who was Calvin's successor in Geneva, said that ignorance of the distinction between law and gospel is one of the principal sources of the abuses which corrupted and still corrupt Christianity.
另一位弟兄叫 Theodore Beza, 他的讲到的就是，若是我们不能够真正知道律法和这个福音的区别的话，这是我们常常会使得我们的信仰能够得到亏损的一个原因。
This is an art that John the Baptist mastered.
这是施洗约翰所掌握的一个艺术。
By preaching the law in all of its power and glory.
他可以讲到神的律法，带着能力和荣耀。
But then seamlessly pointing away from that law to Christ.
但是另一方面啊，天衣无缝的把这个人指向主耶稣基督自己。
So I leave you with this one statement, just as a reminder again. Always preach one, the life demanding law of God, and two, then always preach the life giving gospel of God.
我在最后讲到两点提醒大家，就是我们在讲道传道的时候，我们一定要讲到神的律法对于我们生命的要求，另一方面要讲到神的给我们所的生命借着耶稣基督。
The law will cause the sinner to look within.
这个律法使得罪人可以看到自己的内部。
Not find the answer there.
没有办法发现答案。
Then look outside of himself to Christ.
能够看他自己的外面看到耶稣基督
who perfectly kept the law.
他可以完全完成立法。
The very next thing in the text, Jesus is baptized by John.
下面的有三章所讲到就是耶稣基督受洗。
Which is a whole other message in itself.
那是另一个完全的信息。
But it shows each and every one of us
也让我们知道
who have been baptized.
我们这些受洗的,
that although we can't keep our baptismal vows perfectly and we can't repent perfectly,
虽然我们没有办法完全悔改，完全能够借着受洗进入完全,
that one has come who has kept that law perfectly.
但是呢，有一位他来到这里并且完全了律法,
who went down into the waters perfect.
他进入到律法并且完全
and came up out of the waters perfect.
而且出来也是完全的
and the main reason Jesus did that
这个真正的主这样做的原因是
was so that when we fail
当我们失败的时候
we can look to him who did it perfectly.
我们可以看到这位已经完全了这件事情的人
when we fail in our baptismal vows,
当我们违背了我们受尽的这些誓约的时候
we can look to Christ,
当我们可以看到耶稣基督
who was baptized perfectly in our place,
他在我们的地位上完全的受尽
and that righteousness, brothers and sisters, is put on your account,
这个的
That is the glorious good news of the gospel. We exchange our sin and we receive His righteousness.
这就是荣耀的福音, 啊, 我们把我们的罪换来基督的公义。
And that's a beautiful thing.
这是非常美丽的事情。
That's why we're here to celebrate.
这是我们在这里一起庆祝的。
That's why we sing.
这是我们为什么要唱歌的原因。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness to us.
天父，我们感谢你的话， 也你的慈爱恩典。
And we thank you, O God, for this text of scripture that highlights this man, John.
我们也感谢你借着使徒约翰所提醒我们的话。
Help us, Lord, as we have opportunity to preach the gospel.
也帮助我们当我们传扬你的福音的时候。
To see what John, to employ the message that John employs.
来也讲到这些使徒约翰所提到的信息。
To preach the life-demanding law of God.
也讲到神所对我们生命的要求的律法。
Even to those who profess to know Christ.
甚至那些已经认为自己相信的。
But then after preaching that law, to always preach the gospel.
借着这样的律法以后，我们仍然确实要讲到福音。
To point to Christ.
来指向基督。
To point to the one who succeeded where we have failed.
来指向这一位在我们失败的地方他成功的这一位。
And Lord, as we do this, we pray that you would make us into better gospel preachers.
我们这样做的时候，你来帮助我们成为更好的传福音的。
Better witnessers of your gospel.
能够成为你福音的更好的见证人。
And we ask this, Lord God, for your glory's sake.
我们来求你成就你自己的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.